Have you ever noticed how easy it is to call on God when things are tough, but when everything is going great, he somehow gets put on the back burner? I think we've all been guilty of that. But Deuteronomy chapter 8 gives us a powerful reminder, don't forget God in your abundance. He's the one who blesses us, and if we're not careful, success can make us forget the very one who gave it to us in the first place. So today we're going to read Deuteronomy chapter 8 together and break down exactly what God is telling us about prosperity, gratitude, and staying humble in our blessings. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verses 2 and 3 reads, "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commandments. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord." So let's reflect on that. Before God blesses you with abundance, he often takes you through a season of testing. But why does he do that? It's because he wants to see if we'll trust him in the lean times before he can trust us with the overflow. You ever been in a space or a place where you didn't know what you were going to do, how you were going to make it, and then somehow, some way, God provided? That's exactly what he did for Israel. He humbled them. He provided manna. And he taught them that real sustenance comes from him, not just material things. And so before we even talk about wealth, let's talk about trust. Do you trust God only when things are tough? Or do you stay faithful even when everything is okay and the blessings are flowing? Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 through 14. "When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I'm giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build the fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery." So this part right here, it's a warning, because prosperity can make people forget where they came from. We see it happen all the time. Some of us pray desperate prayers when, you know, back when we were struggling. We were like, "Lord, if you just bless me, I'll never forget you," you know. But then we get the job, we get the house, we get the promotion, we get comfortable. And now we worship once a month, pray only when we need something, and tithing and giving is optional. This is what happened to Israel. God blessed them, and over time, they got comfortable and then prideful. Pride says this, "I did this." Humility says, "God did this. I'm just a steward of his blessings." That's humility. But, you know, when you see, I hate when I hear this, and I hear people say it all the time, "I'm a self-made this, I'm a self-made that." No, that's not showing humility. God is the one who gave you the strength and the health and the breath in your lungs. Have you ever gone through a season where you felt distant from God? Not because of struggle, but because of success. I know a lot of us can relate to this. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 17 and 18 and see what the account says there. "You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. And so confess his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors, as it is today." So this verse right here shuts down any of those concepts or ideas that we got to where we are today by ourselves. Yes, we worked hard. Yes, we put in the long hours. Yes, we made sacrifices. But like I said before, who gave you the breath in your lungs? Who gave you the health to keep you going? Who gave you the opportunities that lined up in your favor? God did that. And this is what separates kingdom wealth from just having money. Kingdom wealth is when you recognize that your success is not just for you. It's to fulfill God's purpose. It's to bless others. It's to have a legacy that honors God. You know, if God gives you the power to get wealth, then shouldn't we use it in a way that honors Him? So this is what I want you to remember from Deuteronomy chapter 8. Number one, never forget where you came from. If God provided it before, He'll provide it again. So always stay humble in your blessings. Number two, acknowledge God in your success. Don't let prosperity pull you away from your faithfulness to God. Number three, use your blessings wisely. If God gave you the power to get wealth, use it to advance His kingdom. Use it to bless others and leave a legacy that will honor Him and make Him smile. What is a way that you can acknowledge God more in your daily life? I want you to give some serious thought to that. And if this message encouraged you, then I want you to share it with someone who may need to be reminded to never forget God in their abundance. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Reality of Truth podcast. Let's close with prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for all of your provision. Thank you, Jehovah, for helping us to always remember that everything we have comes from you. Please, Lord, keep us humble and faithful and let all of our success be used for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.